Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week we meet Weston Merrill, a young rancher in Judith Basin County in central Montana.
Man, there's no better life. Growing up, it was always like, yeah, the ranch, I want to get out of here or whatever. But then getting out and seeing the world or going to different places, I realized how blessed I was.
Weston's 31. He lives with his wife, Shannon, who's 28, and their three kiddos on the ranch he grew up on and now runs with his dad. Except for college and 2 years on an LDS mission, Weston's been at this ranching thing his whole life.
I definitely was not a ranch girl, that's for sure.
Shannon grew up in Salt Lake City.
I became a stay-at-home mom and moved to the ranch in the middle of nowhere. All at the same time, I was like, oh, we gotta leave, or I can't do this. This is just too much for me.
But they didn't leave. That newborn baby, Raylin, is 5 now, and life has steadied. Shannon began coaching basketball for the Tri-City Titans. She had 2 more kids, Lennox, who's 3, and Tasman, who's 1. She also learned to take breaks.
Leave for a month at a time or 2 months at a time while he can get stuff done. And yeah, I just kind of know what to expect now, and he kind of knows how to balance it better with a family and with ranch. And lots of arguments have happened, but lots of good stuff too. I think we're at a good place now.
Weston sunk himself into the ranch his maternal grandfather, Durrell Gibbs, originally from Idaho, started in the mid-1970s.
He's 92. He'll still come out and get on the horse. And actually, the safest place for him to be is on the horse. Mom and dad went to high school together and kind of high school sweethearts. And basically what it came down to is my dad knew he wanted a ranch. And since they didn't own one, he had to marry somebody.
Weston's dad went to work for his new father-in-law, who at the time ran about 150 head of registered polled Herefords, red cows with no horns. Weston's parents took over the place in the 80s, switching it over to a commercial cow herd.
We're making pounds and selling calves to market. We are right around 440 mother cows, which is, it depends on which banker you talk to, but that might not be quite big enough for 2 families. We are in the mode of like, we need to find some more ground and expand.
So that's what they did. They picked up a lease in Levina, Montana, a 160-mile round trip.
There's a lot of logistics that go into it.
When we had our third baby, it was definitely a struggling moment. So we had him, brought him home from the hospital, and the next day Weston left to go down to Levina for 3 or 4 days to hay, and I wasn't too happy about that.
With snow blanketing the state, it's quiet on the ranch. Weston's schedule is more predictable, more compatible with family life. They play games or hang out with grandma and grandpa just across the way. The ranch gets going again toward the end of February. The first time heifers calve at the end of February, and then the big group of cows start early March.
Good time of year. Springtime, and spring and calves is always good. New life and everything like that.
Calving winds down the end of April, and family life settles again. It's fleeting, though. By the end of May, artificial insemination begins.
It's every day. I mean, there's no like, oh, it's Sunday, we're not going to go out. Like, you got to do it when the time's right.
Then haying ramps up.
The dew will come up in the night and it might be 2 a.m. and you're baling hay. But then that doesn't mean you get to like just stay asleep the whole next day. Like, you're up at 6 to go out and start cutting hay. This year was a really tough year. Driest recorded June, July, and August in central Montana on record. We were hauling water, checking cows, checking calves, treating cows, treating calves.
The calves made weight and shipped middle of last month. Life's quiet again.
I don't have to go check calves every 3 days. I don't have to haul water every day. Like, now is the time that we can, oh, we need to build this fence, or we need to work on a vehicle, or, fix the tractor, or whatever. Oh, 5 o'clock rolls around, it's dinner time. I can put everything down and go to dinner.
Next week, we visit the venerable old barn Weston's family restored. The barn's used to calve in the ferocious central Montana spring, but it also brings in much-needed cash to keep the young ranchers going.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.